local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome back to Hour 3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. Joe and Austin here with you. Joe, I've asked you for a few updates on how your voice is doing. Any good news?
It's about the same as it was the first couple of hours.
All righty.
I will say that I have physically and vocally improved today. I've had my full complement of DayQuil and NyQuil amoxicillin. I am on my second bag. Actually, third. No, second. Second bag of the economy pack of Hall's cough drops.
Very nice.
If you have listened to the show for any length of time, especially in episodes where I've been sick in the past, you know that I eat cough drops like they are Skittles.
Yeah, so, you said you like them.
I love them.
Really? I can't get past like the funk that comes with like a medicine.
That's all right. Taste. But no, you know. So I'm improving. I'm improving. So that's where that we stand on that.
All right. Well, very good.
I feel confident that after a full night of sleep with some more NyQuil that I'll be flirting with about 60% of full-blown Joe Ford.
Because I told you at the start of the show this evening that you sounded considerably better than you did yesterday. Yeah. So you're on a good trajectory right
now.
That's right. All righty. Just about 4:14. We'll get right into our top three stories here before traffic and weather. Two reports say that President Biden might consider dropping out of the race in the coming days. The New York Times and CNN are reporting that Biden talked with a key ally about concerns that he may not be able to convince the public he's up for the job after his shaky debate performance.
I saw that reporting. We were not given enough time to get back to that reporting, just a couple of minutes, and we asked the president. The president responded directly when asked about this question because we said that we would, and the president said it is no, it is absolutely false.
Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett became the first congressional Democrat to officially call on Biden to step down, and that was soon followed by Congressman Jared Golden from Maine. He said that he's also lost faith in Biden's reelection campaign. I mean, Joe, you did the poll.
Yes. The incredibly scientific official pulse of the Pensacola people poll.
Right.
It's a lot of P's.
Yes.
75% say no. President Biden will not be in the race by the time that the Democratic National Convention rolls around. And that's mid-August.
Yeah. With all this panicking going on, I can't say I disagree. I mean, it seems like they're kind of... because especially with how Democrats are erupting over this, as far as they can't even agree on it now. I mean, that's a pretty rough look for the party, regardless of whether he stays or not. Also, Jamaica.
It's like, what are they going to do? I mean, it's not like they can just hide him completely from the public eye, because the next time you see him will then be what? He's giving the acceptance speech at the convention. Then he's got another debate with Donald Trump in September. I mean, where, in my opinion, the same thing would just happen again, because as it turns out, this isn't the curious case of Benjamin Buttons. He's not going to, you know, age in reverse.
Right.
So I don't know how much coaching or debate prep or whatever you want to inject into him that will give him, make him younger.
No, I agree 100%. It's this problem, as you said, it just isn't going to go away. Secondly, here, Jamaica is bracing for Hurricane Beryl. The storm remains a Category 4 with maximum speed with maximum winds at 140 miles per hour. Beryl has already claimed at least 7 lives after devastating Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It devastated all those areas there. The storm is forecasted to weaken after it hits Jamaica, but could affect Texas and Louisiana later in the week. And the latest forecast cone has Beryl passing through the Yucatan Peninsula, then briefly regaining hurricane strength in the Gulf before making landfall again near the southern Texas-Mexico border.
Also, the U.S. is preparing to announce a new $2.3 billion security aid package to Ukraine, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the money will go to provide air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other munitions as well.
All righty, just past 6:15 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Again, that's progressive.com/careers. Looking at traffic here, we had several spots of note. It looks like most of them have began to die down. Still have some problems on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Same with Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Highway 98. And we still have some problems if you're coming over Perdido Bay, just coming into the Florida state lines here and traveling eastbound towards Bower Road. Still got some problems in those three areas. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
This holiday, we do have a chance for rain, and of course, it will be hot and humid out there. So for the 4th of July, rain chance about 50%, but for the fireworks displays, most likely it will be dry during those evening hours. High temperatures are going to run in the low 90s to maybe even mid-90s for some spots, so don't be surprised if there's a heat advisory and look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Weather's pretty similar all the way through the weekend. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
And here locally, the elderly woman who was shot in an Escambia County drive-by last week has died from her injuries. Family members identified the victim as 70-year-old Myra Hayes. Prosecutors say the charges against 19-year-olds Jaquaris Etheridge and Terrence Gross Jr. have been upgraded from attempted murder to first-degree premeditated murder. Last week's shooting happened on Aris Boulevard, and that led to a chase that ended at the Highway 90 bridge near Scenic Highway. Etheridge was arrested there. Gross was arrested in Texas last Thursday, trying to flee to Mexico, and a third suspect, 22-year-old Trevion Moten, died after jumping off the bridge.
Also, 19 arrests made in a state operation targeting fentanyl in Fort Walton Beach. Agents partnered with several local law enforcement agencies to conduct the operation earlier this year.
Fentanyl traffickers don't care about our communities or about the devastation to families that are affected by this horrendous drug. We do. Every day, every night, your law enforcement partners here today are working around the clock to put an end to these drug trafficking organizations.
The FDLE says two of those arrested are also facing homicide charges because the person that bought drugs from them ended up overdosing and dying.
My goodness. And Escambia County leader celebrating the grand opening of Beulah's brand new fire station next week. A ribbon cutting ceremony is scheduled for next Thursday morning at 11. It's the Bradshaw McNair Fire Station. It's got over 14,500 square feet and features four vehicle bays for fire trucks. The station is named after the late District Chief Dwayne Bradshaw and retired District Chief Steve McNair. The station is located directly behind the former Beulah Fire Station and will remain as Escambia Fire Rescue Station Number 2.
State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls.
and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We still got some problems if you're just coming over the Perdido Bay Bridge and traveling eastbound towards Bower Road. Still very heavy backups in that area. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, we've got some backups in that area also. And the last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
All right, Alan with the weather.
We've got warm, humid weather for the 4th of July holiday and right on through the weekend as well, about the same. So, of course, there is a chance for rain as well. Rain chance runs at about 50% each day, Independence Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, pretty close to that. So some pop-up showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will run in the mid to low 90s, and heat index values will be way up in the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty, getting into some state headlines here. A legal battle over whether Florida violated federal laws by blocking Medicaid coverage for transgender residents will continue later this year. An appeals court has rescheduled a case hearing for the week of November 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. The state appealed a ruling last year that claimed Florida went against federal health care laws by preventing coverage for gender-affirming treatments like hormone therapy and puberty blockers.
Florida has more boats than any other state, and a lot of us will be wanting to spend as much time as we possibly can for the holiday weekend. Well, the FWC says make sure you've got a life jacket for everyone on board.
You know, when you go out there, you need to always be aware of your surroundings, be respectful to the other boaters around you, make sure you're following the navigational aids, you know, make sure you're doing the things you're supposed to do while out there on the water to make sure that you're safe.
And just like on land, don't drink and drive. Operation Dry Water, aimed at reducing alcohol and drug-related boating incidents and fatalities, is happening through the weekend with sobriety checkpoints and saturation patrols around the state.
And people around the state are also being inconvenienced by an outage affecting birth and death certificates. The Florida Department of Health has been dealing with server issues for about a week now. The department originally expected the outage to last just about 6 hours for what they called storage migration. However, there's no word on why the system is still down or when it will be fixed. In the meantime, though, birth and death certificates can't be accessed online.
And for the holiday weekend, AAA activating Toto-Go for Florida and 10 other states as well. Under the program, impaired drivers will be provided with a free ride home and a tow for their car up to 10 miles. The service is available to both members and non-members, but AAA says it should only be used as a last resort and appointments cannot be scheduled in advance. It's available through 6 a.m. Monday.
Alrighty, looking here nationally and beyond, we've heard a lot about Trump, we've heard a lot about Biden, but RFK seems pretty good, right? Well, he is addressing allegations of sexual assault by a former babysitter.
Oh, there we go. My
what
bad.
Was that? The allegations being reported in a new Vanity Fair article claim the independent presidential candidate assaulted a babysitter at his home in 1998. Kennedy responded in a podcast Tuesday that it was garbage, and he added that he's not a church boy, claiming, quote, "I have so many skeletons in my closet that if they could all vote, I could run for king of the world." Whatever that means.
All right. A fast-moving wildfire in Northern California has forced thousands of residents to evacuate.
Fire departments from the entire Bay Area have been mobilized to assist.
The fuels are very dense, the brush is dry, and as you can see, any wind will move a fire out very quickly. We have resources coming in from out of Butte County, including 34 strike teams of engines.
That's Chief Garrett Solange with the Butte County Fire Department's Cal Fire Unit. Fire departments from across the Bay Area are united on the fire lines, battling the Thompson Fire near Oroville. The San Francisco Fire Department says 18 firefighters left for Butte County, and crews from San Jose, Milpitas, and San Mateo are also in the fire zone. I'm Dina Kodiak.
I heard that earlier. I'm surprised she put the
I'm surprised
the
that wasn't
clear.
Edited out. Yes, yeah, that should have been.
But you know what? That proves that, you know, professionalism aside, you know, she's one of us.
Yes.
The Department of Homeland Security says over 100 Chinese migrants have been deported back to China. The department said Tuesday it put the migrants on a chartered flight over the weekend, and it also said it continues to work with China to deter irregular migration and disrupt human smuggling. More flights are in the works, but no timetable was given, and more than 37,000 Chinese nationals were arrested trying to cross the southern border last year. That's 10 times the number in 2022.
Oh, it caught me. Bad time.
I know, I noticed.
Let's see. Mixed results on Wall Street today with the holiday shortened week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 23 points to 39,308. The S&P 500 gained 28 to close at a new record high of 55,37. The NASDAQ jumped up by 159 points to 18,188.
Very nice. And the Bob Menendez federal corruption trial has resumed in New York after the New Jersey senator's lawyers offered up explanations for his cash stash. The defense team star witness, Menendez's older sister, had testified that her brother hoarded cash just like his Cuban refugee parents, and they found $486,000 plus gold bars from his home in 2022. Ugh.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden insists he won't drop out of the campaign, despite calls for him to do so after last week's debate. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
A second Democratic lawmaker, Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva, calling on Biden to step down, saying what he needs to do is shoulder the responsibility for keeping that seat. And part of the responsibility is to get out of this race. The Boston Globe editorial board echoing, with the nation's future at stake, this is not a decision that should be made by one family alone.
Areas of the Gulf Coast are keeping an eye on powerful Hurricane Beryl. Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth reports.
If the storm becomes a little bit stronger, probably has a better chance of making its way a little bit more towards Texas, otherwise staying in here towards areas of Mexico. Either way, expect to see a lot of rain coming in from this.
Beryl is now approaching Jamaica. America's listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week went up slightly and stayed near a one-year benchmark that is largely driven by big state increases in New York, New Jersey, and California. New claims rose by 4,000 from 234,000 in the week before. New jobless claims have surged since the end of the school year, raising questions about whether it's a temporary increase or a sign of rising layoffs. United says today that it's using generative artificial intelligence to send travelers links to live weather radar maps provided by flight tracking platform FlightAware, as well as other flight disruption causes such as mechanical issues or even airport congestion. In the first half of the year, more than 21%, that's nearly 942,000 U.S. airline flights, have arrived late, slightly better than the year prior. U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. That's your money now.
My son loves.
This is Zach Gelb, Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The New York Giants are giving Daniel Jones one last shot. Sure, they were unsuccessful in trying to trade up for a QB in the draft, but they beefed up the offensive line and also selected a playmaker in Malik Nabers. That's enough to see if Jones, who is barely treading water right now, can actually swim. Ultimately, I think you'll see what Jones has been most of his career, and that's a QB who more times than not shows he isn't the guy for the big blue. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $10. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. we shouldn't see too much going on the roads. Let's see, taking a quick look here. We did have some issues if you were going to be traveling eastbound, coming over the Perdido Bay Bridge into the state of Florida. Traveling eastbound towards Bower Road. We still got some pretty heavy backups there, but they are breaking up slowly but surely. And on Sorrento Road, traveling southbound towards Gulf Beach Highway, we still got some lingering backups in that area there, but they seem like they are not as bad as they were earlier. Let's see. Just outside of those two spots, there doesn't appear to be too much going on, so there shouldn't be a lot holding you up on the roads at this time.
This holiday, we do have a chance for rain, and of course, it will be hot and humid out there. So for the 4th of July, rain chance about 50%, but for the fireworks displays, most likely it will be dry during those evening hours. High temperatures are going to run in the low 90s to maybe even mid-90s for some spots, so don't be surprised if there's a heat advisory and look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Weather's pretty similar all the way through the weekend. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much, Alan. Let's see. Just 6:37 here. Getting into some sports action. We got a couple of MLB games going on right now involving some local teams. Let's see. Marlins at Red Sox. The Marlins are down 2-1 at the end of the third. Meanwhile, we got the Braves and Giants in the top of the second right now. They are tied at 0. And starting in, about 30, 35 minutes, we got the Rays at Royals. That was getting underway at 7:10. None of these games are televised nationally or anything like that. But nonetheless, if you're a fan of the teams, statistics and region dictates that you most likely are. Just some games to keep in mind there. Looking at the NBA, we've got LeBron James re-signing with the Lakers for a 2-year max contract worth $104 million. It includes a player option after the first year, no surprise there apparently, and a no-trade clause. And they also signed his son, Bronny James, to a contract. It's a 4-year deal worth $7.9 million. And in the NHL, we got the Seattle Kraken continuing to pave the way for history by hiring Jessica Campbell as an assistant head coach. Now, if the name rings a bell to you, and if you've been following hockey headlines over the past few years, she was named as an assistant coach for the Coachella Valley Firebirds, which is Seattle's AHL affiliate. Did I say that right, Joe? Did that sound good? Because I've been struggling for the last couple minutes here.
I'm not sure, honestly. I'm not sure how you mispronounce AHL.
I really don't know because it's two of my three initials.
Yes.
AHL affiliate. There we go. Anyway, she was the first ever woman to be given that kind of title in the AHL. And now she's the first to be given that honor in the NHL. So she's the first woman to be behind an NHL bench. So good for her. Meanwhile, speaking of women paving the way in athletics, some of the biggest names in women's basketball today. Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark and Chicago Sky forward Angel Reese, two rookies that are headlining this year's WNBA All-Star Game. They've been named to Team WNBA and will take on the U.S. Women's National Team in Phoenix on July 20th. So that should be pretty interesting there. It's good to know that the Olympic team is going to be getting quite a test.
Because we'll have, we'll be a week away from the Olympics, right? Or, a few days away. So we'll have Olympic fever.
Right. I see what you did there.
You could say that it'll be at a fever pitch for the for that excitement there for the basketball.
I love how you paused for applause. That was that was cute.
Didn't get any though.
No, you didn't. And it's going to stay that way. I will say, as far as Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, this is pretty interesting with their own storyline. Because at least on social media, they've been paired together as like bitter rivals,
right,
or something. So now to see them play against side by side against the Olympic team, that's pretty cool.
Maybe it's like '92 Dream Team sort of moment where the players that went were certainly rivals in the NBA. Think of Michael and Magic and just all of the egos that were on that team, but how much they bonded. Maybe a couple of days where Caitlin and Angel are sharing the same locker room and going through practices. And, it's kind of like a Julius Gary moment from Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Not like you would get that at all.
I am familiar with Remember the Titans, and I've seen it. Or at least a good portion of it. I will say that a big criticism of Caitlin Clark's teammates on the Fever, because we said earlier they're not a great team, Caitlin Clark's teammates, it seems like they can't catch her passes. That is what they've gotten a lot of criticism
for. I have heard
for
that as well.
Yeah.
Because she has a lot of turnovers that are showing up in the stat score box or whatever. Box
it's, score, it's her biggest knock.
That are, was that really hers?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's her, yeah, it's her biggest knock. And I mean, that's why some people are kind of coming to her defense saying, hold on, some of these are great passes and very quick thinking passes that are just getting bobbled by her teammates and turned over. And as you said, that's not really fair to kind of call her out on. But no, it'd be interesting to see if she can lob up some passes to Angel Reese, and if Reese can catch him, we might have the MJ and Pippen
alley-oop there.
We may have the MJ and Pippen of women's b-ball there. And today's day three at Wimbledon. One seed Jannik Sinner won in four sets over Matteo Berrettini. Three seed Carlos Alcaraz also won in straight sets against Alexander Vukic, and will now go against American Francis Tiafoe. On the women's side, American and two seed Coco Gauff advanced to the third round after winning in straight sets this morning. And we knew that, especially after these past couple days, Coco was going to be a favorite on the women's side. All righty, let's see. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes here, just about 6:43. The FDA has approved of a new Alzheimer's drug. The new treatment by Eli Lilly will be sold under the brand name Kisunla, and was approved Tuesday by the FDA after outside experts said the benefits of the drug outweighed its risks. The drug is designed to clear the brain of an Alzheimer's-related protein called beta-amyloid. In a late-stage trial, the drug slowed the progression of memory problems by 29% compared with a placebo. Lilly is charging about $700 a vial for the drug, or $32,000 for a 12-month treatment.
That's expensive.
Yes, quite.
The Supreme Court is deciding not to hear a case on whether social media sites should be held responsible for what people say on their platforms. The case involves a Texas teen who was reportedly groomed by his science teacher over Snapchat. His family sued the platform, saying the site enabled the abuse.
And a new report says investors are pouring billions into AI startups. PitchBook is a platform that keeps track of new tech companies and says that while many have gone out of business over the past 2 years, the AI boom is stronger than ever. It says investors poured over $27 billion into American AI startups from April to June, accounting for nearly half of all U.S. startup funding for that period. Just about 6:55 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Just a couple of spots that we were dealing with in our last update. For starters, if you were traveling eastbound, this is going to be on U.S. Highway 98 towards Bower Road. We do have some backup still in that immediate vicinity, but it's not looking too severe at this time. And we are starting to see the traffic break up if you're traveling southbound on Sorrento Road towards Gulf Beach Highway. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads.
All right. Alan's got the forecast for the 4th.
This holiday, we do have a chance for rain, and of course, it will be hot and humid out there. So for the 4th of July, rain chance about 50%, but for the fireworks displays, most likely it will be dry during those evening hours. High temperatures are going to run in the low 90s to maybe even mid-90s for some spots, so don't be surprised if there's a heat advisory, and look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Weather's pretty similar all the way through the weekend. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All righty, carrying on with a couple more health, business, and science notes here. Obviously, the talk of the town is it being 4th of July tomorrow. Woo, yeah. And the price of a 4th of July cookout is apparently hitting a record high, so that kind of kills the vibe. The American Farm Bureau Federation puts the average cost of feeding 10 people at $71.22. That's about $3.50 more than last year, and it's up 30% from 5 years ago. The number has reached above $7 per person for the first time ever.
Wow. Let's see. Some pop culture notes here. We've got a good selection of them. Travis Kelce says it was his idea to make an appearance at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert in London. Here's what he had to tell his brother, Jason.
I initially mentioned it to Tay. I was like, how funny would it be if I just like rolled out on one of the bikes during the 1989, like,
yeah, I know exactly, you know, about
that era of the, she started laughing. She was like, would you seriously be up for like doing something like that? And I was just like, are you what?
Yeah.
I would love to do that. Are you kidding me? I've seen the show enough. Might as well put me to work here. Sure enough, she found the perfect part of the show for me to come in. There was no like bike in case I like ran into somebody else or like hit one of the dancers or anything. It was like the safest option.
So, Austin, when you saw the videos of Travis coming out with his tuxedo and carrying Taylor, whatever part of the concert that was, were you swooning along with the other Swifties?
No, but a big reason is because I didn't see it. I will say, I'm sure all, you know, all the fanboys and fangirls of this little power couple, you know, squealed with joy when they heard him call her Tay. That was adorbs. Oh, my gosh. Yes. All right, whatever. Moving on to some pop culture, or more pop culture notes, rather. Deadpool and Wolverine projected to have a huge opening weekend when it hits theaters later this month. According to multiple box office tracking services, the Marvel Studios film is expected to make between $160 and $165 million in its debut weekend. The movie looks poised to break the record for biggest start by an R-rated film ever, which is currently held by 2016's Deadpool, appropriately enough.
Yeah. Let's see. This one I'm happy about.
Really?
Christopher Reeve's son will appear in James Gunn's Superman. It's arriving in theaters next July. The movie aims to celebrate the legacy of the character as well as the actor who first played him on the big screen, of course being Christopher Reeve, who to me will always be Superman. Will Reeve will have a cameo in the movie. He is a real-life news correspondent for ABC News, so he will cameo as a TV reporter in the movie. So, very exciting to see that.
No. That's wholesome for sure. I do want to look up this Will Reeve guy, see if I recognize him.
I didn't, but, I mean, when you see him, it's like, oh, yeah, that's Christopher's son.
Yeah, yeah. I can see him playing Superman, too.
He's not an, I would say, notable ABC, because, you know, I mean, I'm pretty... ABC News is, of course, WEAR affiliate, so we are
right.
We have it on in the newsroom 24/7, and watching ABC newscast, I am not familiar with him as a correspondent, but I had to Google him as well.
He looked kind of familiar. He may be on would he be on GMA's like weekend?
He may be. I don't watch GMA, but
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'll look into it when we go to break because we only got like one, maybe two more wacky weird stories here anyway. On Monday morning, the original Bucky's convenience store in Luling, Texas caught fire, sending up clouds of black smoke that could be seen for miles away. Local authorities say that the fire happened while the old Bucky's was being demolished as a new one just opened nearby that's being billed as the world's largest travel center. Officials in Caldwell County assured worried fans on Facebook that the fire was not at the new Bucky's. very
important
there.
Distinction there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we talked about it last hour because Austin claimed that Bucky's is overrated. And
it is.
So we had some unofficial polling done on that. Well, I'd say it was a split reaction on that.
I wouldn't. I think I thought I saw more text saying that it is overrated.
So in other words, there were some that didn't and then some that did. So in other words, that would be split.
Split implies 50-50. It implies it.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. Okay.
Do we do the, Nike one?
No, we did not. Right. Do you want me to do that one?
Sure, go for it.
Wu-Tang Clan and Nike's most sought-after collaboration will finally become available to the public this year. Nike posted a cryptic announcement to social media with a video of the coveted high-top dunks covered in actual bees. The OG Wu-Tang Nike dunks first arrived back in 1999, and only 36 pairs were made and sold to the public. Sotheby's currently has a pair up for sale for over $27,000. Yeah. 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break this evening. When we return, one last quick check at the roads and weather, of course, along with some wacky and weird stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about this ridiculous immigration resolution that was put forward by Commissioner James Caulkins last week and thankfully voted down, but all of the implications and drama surrounding that. Also talked quite a bit about Biden's competency and the obviously big topic in our country right now dealing with that after the debate, and home insurance rates. Had a good conversation about that at 7:30 in the 7 o'clock hour. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
I want to sink to the bottom with you. I want to sink to the bottom with you. The ocean is big and blue. I just want to sink to the bottom with you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, 6:53 here. We'll get a quick recap of our top three stories before getting one final check of the roads and weather this evening. Two reports say that President Biden might consider dropping out of the race in the coming days. That's according to both the New York Times and CNN. They said that Biden spoke with a key ally about concerns that he may not be able to convince the public that he is up for the job. And of course, those concerns come after his shaky debate performance.
I'm also watching Fox News right now, actually. They are... Biden had a meeting with Democratic governors this evening, and Wes Moore from Maryland is the byline from Fox here is Democratic governors, we pledged our support to Biden. So, okay.
As I said, the Democratic Party is splitting up, and that's the last thing you need right now. Anywho, Jamaica bracing for Hurricane Beryl. The storm remains a Category 4 with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. Beryl's already claimed at least 7 lives, devastating Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The storm is forecast to weaken after it hits Jamaica, but it could affect Texas and Louisiana later in the week. And then the U.S. is preparing to announce a $2.3 billion security aid package for Ukraine with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, or Secretary of Defense, rather, but either or, Lloyd Austin saying that the money will go to provide air defense interceptors, anti-tank weapons, and other munitions. All righty, just about 6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Hopefully, I don't have much to report on for you. We had some issues on Sorrento Road if you were traveling southbound towards Gulf Beach Highway. There's still some minor congestion there, but it is visibly clearing up. And just about all the congestion we had on Lillian Highway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Bower Road, has cleared up completely. So if you're dealing with any issues on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too much longer.
This holiday, we do have a chance for rain, and of course, it will be hot and humid out there. So for the 4th of July, rain chance about 50%, but for the fireworks displays, most likely it will be dry during those evening hours. High temperatures are going to run in the low 90s to maybe even mid-90s for some spots. So don't be surprised if there's a heat advisory, and look for those heat index values to be up in the triple digits. Weather's pretty similar all the way through the weekend. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much, Alan. Joe, is there anything into wacky and weird stories that's really catching your eye?
Are you making fun of me?
Huh? No.
Feels like you are.
Oh, why? Does that sound like something you'd say?
It is what I say.
Oh, well, I didn't mean for it to go off that way.
Yeah. So workers in northern China were demolishing an old house. They had to call in the bomb squad when they found a live grenade. How in the world did it get there, you ask? Well, the 90-year-old woman who lived in the house found it in a field like 20 years ago and had been using it as a hammer. It's an old World War II-era grenade with a wooden handle. She didn't know what it was and thought it was a pretty cool tool that she could use.
You can use it. Yeah.
She'd used it so much over two decades that the wooden handle was smooth and glossy from all of the wear. and the metal head at the end was full of dents. Police safely detonated the device, and thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Yes, thankfully, indeed. I can't imagine the sinking feeling she had when she thought about all the things that she hammered with that. What a nightmare. A nightmare avoided, rather. And an investigation is underway after someone left a large dead turtle at the Massachusetts home of the parents of the blogger known as Turtle Boy. Police have confirmed that an investigation into possible harassment and animal cruelty is underway. The dead turtle was found at the home of the parents of Aiden Carney just hours after a mistrial was declared in Karen Reed's trial. Carney is someone who strongly believes Reed is innocent, and he's advocated on her behalf on his blog and social media pages.
Oh, okay. Let's see. If you don't know who Leslie Jones is, she's a comedian and former SNL star.
Right.
And she's apparently a germaphobe and apparently a big one. She joined fellow known germaphobe Howie Mandel on his podcast. And she has some very stringent rules for people who use her swimming pool. Now, if I owned a swimming pool, I would ask people, I was like, look, guys, it's not your pool. Let's not pee in it.
Right.
Right. Now, so I understand, hey, I don't want people peeing in my pool.
That's totally, yeah, that's fair.
She says, though, that she keeps the water at 104 degrees, which is like the absolute highest temperature that federal regulations or mandates or whatever
allow.
It's like you should not go above. It is dangerous to people's health if it's above 104 degrees. So she's right there. She says that she doesn't, you know, people don't know how their bodies will react at that temperature, so they may not have complete full control over their faculties, right? So she makes everybody shower and go to the bathroom before they get in the pool, and then she makes people sign a form saying they promise to at least do their best not to pee in it. I don't know why they would need to sign the form, because what are you going to do?
Yeah,
but that sounds like somebody who I frankly, if they're inviting me over to a pool party, I'm probably passing on that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even worth it at that point. Alrighty, some good news stories here very quickly. A woman in Minnesota named Holly Jorgensen is making headlines again thanks to her odd relationship with a fish, a sunfish that she named Greenie almost a decade ago. She lives on a lake and he visits her at dock. She hand feeds him and he also follows her around when she swims. She knows he'll die or be caught someday, of course, but the lake she lives on thawed out this spring and he showed up for a 9th year in a row.
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah.
A retired couple from Virginia named Judy and Mike McNamara are getting closer to accomplishing their dream of eating at every Texas Roadhouse location in the U.S.
All right.
There are around 650 of them. Excuse me. Austin, go ahead.
All right. And they're bringing the total to over 500 this year by hitting 80 earlier. They went to their first one in 2003, but really kicked it into gear after Judy retired 7 years ago. So very nice story there.
I would love to know if they have made it to Pensacola. If not, I'd love to know when they do, because I want to go meet them.